We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day, yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey. It's time for donkey of the day.
Donkey of the day, huh? I'ma fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They waiting for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They have to make the judgment of who was gonna be on the donkey of the day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's donkey of the day today?
Well, Ed Sheeran, donkey of the day for Thursday, February 2nd, goes to a young woman named Sharaban K. Okay, that's what she's been identified as. I don't know what the K stands for on her birth certificate, but for today's hee-haw, that K stands for killer, because allegedly that's what she is. Now, your Uncle Charlie is a grown man. Okay, I was born in the 1900s, and at my big age, I've seen and heard a lot of things. I actually thought I saw it all, but the beauty of life is, if you live long enough, you will quickly realize you haven't seen nothing yet, and I believe that it's safe for me to say I have never in my 44 years of existence on this planet seen or heard a story like this. Okay, see, Sharaban K decided she wanted to fake her own death. Now, we've always heard about people faking their own deaths, but none have ever been, like proven, right? For our generation, Tupac Shakur is the go-to faker of death, allegedly. That was a conspiracy theory before the internet, and the internet just amplified the conspiracy theory. But there have been people who have actually faked their death. Go do your Googles. Look up John Darwin. He faked the drowning in 2002 because he was looking for a life insurance payout. Then they found him a year later in London. Samuel Israel was a former hedge fund manager. He got convicted of a Ponzi scheme in 2008, so he abandoned his car in upstate New York, and they found his car with the words "suicide is painless" written in the dust on the hood of the car. But officers knew he didn't kill himself. They found him hiding out, living in an RV with his girlfriend a month later. So there are real life examples you can point to in regard to folks faking their death. I guess what I was saying earlier is I don't know if any have ever been successful. I don't know if anybody's faked their death and like gotten away with it. Okay, but there is one common theme to these fake deaths. All right, when these people fake a death, nobody has ever really hurt in the faking of their death. If it was a movie or a TV show, that's what would be in the end credits. Like, nobody was hurt in the faking of this death. Well, in this Sharaban K situation, that's not the case. See, Sharaban K allegedly killed, murdered, massacred, slaughtered a 23-year-old beauty blogger named Khadija O. Okay, poor Khadija was stabbed more than 50 times with her body left in the back seat of Sherrod Mann's Mercedes. And then Sherrod Mann and her boyfriend went into hiding. Now, when the body was found, police traced the car's registration to Sherrod Mann K's family. And given the corpse had been disfigured, investigators assumed that Sherrod Mann was the victim. Now, the only time I've seen something like this work was with Ray Gibson and Claude Banks in the movie Life, when they stole the bodies from the morgue and put them in the fire so they can escape. Well, guess what? This ain't a movie, dog. Okay? Cops might have thought it was you for a second, but everybody listening to me knows what came next, because it happens to everybody after they pass. It's called an autopsy. Okay? And the autopsy immediately let them know this isn't Sherrod Mann. Okay, the actual DNA let them know immediately that it was Khadija O. So this woman, Sherrod Mann, went on Instagram and she was contacting women, just contacted several women who looked like her, just so she could kill one and go into hiding due to internal disputes with her family. That's why she decided she needed to fake her own death. Internal disputes with her family. She started sending the victim messages about cosmetics, and that's how she enticed the victim into meeting up with her by offering her a set of beauty products. Now, listen, y'all know one of my favorite books is The 48 Laws of Power, okay? I've read it several times, reference it, go back to it all the time. Law 29 in The 48 Laws of Power is plan all the way to the end. Okay, 48 Laws of Power tells you that the ending is everything, all right? Plan all the way to it, taking into account all the possible consequences, obstacles, and twists of fortune that might reverse your hard work and give the glory to others, okay? By planning to the end, you will not be overwhelmed by circumstances, and you will know when to stop, okay? Know when to stop. You gently guide fortune and help determine the future by thinking far ahead. Now, this shouldn't apply to murder, but it does. Because a plan is a plan. And at some point in this plan, Sherrod Mann K, or her boyfriend, who's an accomplice, should have said to themselves, this won't work because of the autopsy. An autopsy is performed to determine the cause of death, to observe the effects of disease, and to establish the evolution and mechanisms of disease processes. It can do all of that. So the least it can do is identify a body. So that alone should have made them abort mission on their plan. But no! She still decided to go on Instagram and find a lookalike to kill. We really got to stress that people don't talk to strangers, okay? Especially on social media. Social media got us all too comfortable with violating basic rules of life that we learn when we kids, all right? Don't talk to strangers. Stop letting people violate your boundaries and into your space just because y'all follow each other on social media. And I promise you, there is other ways to resolve conflict, all right? You having issues with your family. So you decided the solution to that is to kill someone in order to fake your death. So you don't have to deal with the family issues. I'm not understanding this math equation, y'all. Okay, I feel like I'm trying to help my daughter with this new math they got in these schools, because this just simply doesn't add up. Please give Sherrod Mann K and her boyfriend the biggest hee-haw. I don't get it. Mm-mm. I don't get it.
Because normally, like you said, jokes aside, but back to the Life movie, I've seen this.
Mm-hmm.
They just steal a corpse.
Mm-hmm.
Why'd you actually have to go kill somebody?
Mm-hmm. But why does she think that was going to work when you know there's going to be an autopsy performed on the body?
She probably didn't know.
Didn't plan for the end.
How do you not know they don't do autopsy?
I have no idea.
I don't get it. And then the fact that you have internal family issues, and that's where your mind goes, not, you know, family counseling.
Or just block them.
Stop dealing with your family.
Right.
Like that's where your mind goes. I got to find me a lookalike to kill, to fake my own death, to get away from my family. I don't get it, bro.
All right.
I don't get it.
Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the Law Office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
What's good, everybody? It is our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're heading down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival. And we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast. Festival for more details.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.